So our starting point then is what are we going to use from first year or potentially second year. Material then that we've covered, we're definitely assuming that you can remember how to do some basic stoichiometry. The redox chemistry is very important in the water and in the soil, so we assume that the language there is comfortable. Transition metals are often quite toxic, and so we need to be comfortable with the sorts of bonding we might have covered there. And the physical chemistry, the starting part is the atmospheric chemistry, so we have to remember about the gas laws. The acid-base chemistry is important in both water. And in the air chemistry, a cloud droplet or a rain droplet is a small droplet of water. So even there, acid-base chemistry is important. Kinetic phenomena are important in determining how fast something becomes polluted, potentially. Colloids and dispersed systems in general we'll talk about. Equilibrium is important in partitioning chemicals between one phase and another in water, or between one phase and another in the air. And the organic chemistry, the part at the end where we talk about pesticides of various sorts, so whether it be an insecticide or a herbicide or whatever, we'll talk about some different functional group classes, so the naming there has to be coming back to you. Starting part of the course in the atmosphere, radical chemistry is important. And then the sorts of spectroscopy we've covered so far, only infrared and UV visible spectroscopy we'll talk about again in the analytical section. NMR is very rarely used in analytical chemistry.